The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Why does your teacher eat with sinners and tax collectors? We should give thanks and praise to God that Jesus came to eat with sinners and tax collectors, because all of us are sinners. Jesus came to everyone. He doesn't exclude anyone. But the problem with the Pharisees is that they did not see themselves as sinners. They saw themselves as the righteous people because they did their best to follow the law without having love in their hearts. St. Paul talks about, you know, that each one of us has been given enough grace so we can be equipped to do the work of Christ. Jesus reached out to Matthew. Matthew did not reach out to Jesus. And it's the same with each one of us. Jesus always reaches out to us and tells us, "Come and follow me." But that "follow me," what does it mean? Just, you know, walking with Jesus as Matthew did. It means changing our lives, turning around from the direction we're going and going in the same direction as Jesus invites us to. Using the graces, the blessings we have to continue building the kingdom. Matthew did not just follow Jesus. Matthew, being a tax collector, he had means, he was rich. So he threw a big party for Jesus. He used his money to do something for Jesus. And then he invited other tax collectors and sinners. He went out to bring people to Christ so they can experience the same mercy that Jesus has shown towards him. That's the work that Jesus calls each one of us, to use our gifts and talents and treasure to put it in service of building his kingdom, continuing the mission of Christ. And then also, through those gifts, talents, and treasure, to bring others to him so he can bring them healing, forgiveness, and give them the gift of eternal life. That's our mission as disciples. That's how we follow Jesus today. And we're blessed that today we have with us one of our members of our Holy Family community who's responding to that call to follow Christ by not throwing a party for Jesus, but taking the party to the homes of those who are sick and bedridden, by being an extraordinary minister of Eucharist to the sick. Today we all are asked to kind of reflect on our lives and see, how am I really following Jesus? How am I using my gifts and talents, my blessings, to build the kingdom, to serve Christ, and how I am calling others to follow him as Matthew did?